The crack of noon.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Man, I don't believe this day. I know better than to get up before noon.
Oh, Mr. Buddy, what you upset about today?
Yeah, I never seen you mad before, Mr. Buddy.
I know better. Serves me right. Man, look out there at my car.
Mercy. That's a brand new blue sedan. White sidewalls, vinyl top, deluxe wheel pack, a price sticker on the window, and a bashed in front.
Yep, that's it.
Mr. Buddy, why would you buy a wrecked new car?
What's this got to do with you getting up before noon, anyway?
Well, it's just like I've always said. Nothing good has ever happened before noon in the history of the world.
You must have been sleepy to buy a brand new wrecked car.
Sam, it wasn't wrecked when I bought it this morning.
Well, I hate to tell you nothing, but it is now.
I know it is. That's my first new car in 8 years. I picked it up early this morning, and I was on my way to transfer the insurance when this dumbbell backed into me.
Uh-oh, you mean it happened before you got the insurance?
Yeah, that's the picture.
Man, that's terrible. What are you going to do?
Well, I called my lawyer, you know, Mr. Otis. You know, I wanted to see if I could go ahead and get some insurance, you know, so I wanted to see if I could have it backdated to yesterday.
Mr. Buddy, you know better than that. Why, a policy like that, why, it'd be illegal and fraudulent.
Oh, yeah, and it cost a whole lot more, too.
You say backed into you? Where did this happen?
Well, I stopped up there behind the pickup at that stoplight on the hill, and a guy didn't know he was rolling backwards. He crashed right into me.
What do you mean he didn't know he was rolling? Well, didn't you blow your horn at him?
Honk, man, honk. That's what caused the wreck.
No, Mr. Buddy, you honk to avoid wrecks.
Well, that's what I thought you did, but, you know, this guy had a bumper sticker on his back fender, and it said, honk if you love somebody. Well, he started rolling, and I started honking, and he just grinned and waved. Man, he was still grinning when he hit me.
They ought to make them change them stickers to honk once if you love somebody, and honk twice if you're having a wreck.
Why do you think it wouldn't have happened if you hadn't gotten up before noon? You really don't take to getting up early, do you?
No, sir, I don't. It's old-fashioned, that's why.
What do you mean, old-fashioned?
Well, it's very simple, Jesse. Now, you think about it. From the very beginning of time, man has always had to get up early to milk something. Now, whether it was a goat or a camel or a yak, but then about 1945, man quit milking, but somebody forgot to change the schedule. Now man gets up early, sits and stares into a cup of black liquid, trying to remember why he got up that early.
You know, I think he's got a point there, Jesse.
You bet I got a point. I'm ahead of my time. I've always been ahead of my time. I plan to spend the rest of my life getting up at the crack of noon.